First one is from Jonathan Bacon, and I'll read it out for you. I'm pleased that the Council has acknowledged the status and importance of the Isle of Wight as a UNESCO biosphere in the recent published visitor charter. As stated in the press release about the charter, our status as a biosphere is an essential part of the island's offer to visitors. I would like to ask what further recognition and support of biosphere status the Council will consider and promote in order to support our environment and the contribution it makes to the island's economy, including support for the maintenance and development of the status and its use in respect of the planning policy. Councillor Stewart, would you like to respond to that?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I don't know how, I haven't had that sent to me before now, but what I can say to Mr. Bacon is that we're all as a council very proud of the fact that we are one of the seven biosphere recognised areas in the country. In fact, influence our considerations as we go through the various projects, including, for example, the Branston project. I don't know whether my colleague, Councillor Barry Abraham, has got further to add, but I don't want Mr. Bacon to feel he's not had a full answer.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Abraham, would you like to come in there, please?
Thank you, Chairman and Leader. Yes, we are going to take into account. We are discussing the future of the island plan as an item a bit further on in the agenda. But I've been in conversation with officers, how we can incorporate it and take that forward, how we can enhance everything within the island's environment. We also take great pride in that we're also been recognised as a dark sky area. So I think those things will be incorporated in the local plan.
Thank you, Councillor. I think that's a good response. And we have got a question from Sylvia May, submitted a written question, and that's on the particular application, planning application for oil drilling in West Arrowton, west of Arrowton.
Yes, I'll take that, Chair. The question was, she would like to know what further access or support would be offered to maximise public engagement over the remaining days of the consultation or UCOG's application, given its uniqueness and complexity. And my response is that the Council, acting as the local planning authority, has a duty to accept planning applications when made correctly, and it will be determined by the relevant local and national planning policies in place at the time. In this case, the local planning authority has met its statutory responsibilities for publishing the application in question. Whilst it is recognised this application will be of interest to many, the local planning authority receives many applications that people consider to be controversial. The local planning authority must remain impartial. If an individual wishes to access the application information and comment, the onus is on them to do so. The application information, as submitted, is available online, with it being available for the public to comment on should they wish to do so.
Brilliant.
Can be submitted online or by post with a closing date for the application question on the 24th of July. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you for that. Item 4 on the agenda is my report is attached on the along with your pack, with your papers. And I was just looking, I didn't mention the flag raising which took place in early July. Kindly assisted with help from Councillor Ward as our Armed Forces Champion. Thank you, Councillor Ward, for that. And of course, our High Sheriff and Lord Lieutenant attended as well. And that was quite a good event. Thank you very much.